recording.
Yo, what's up, Pimp Podcasters? Today we have two special guests joining us. We got Andrew, make some noise!
Woo!
Yes, sir!
We also got Gabe, a different Gabe from last time. This guy's also cool. Make some noise for Gabe!
And tonight we're gonna
do some more of just chatting, some maybe would you rather questions, stuff all like that, and just having a good time. So off with our first question.
Got pee.
I'm leaving that in. Let's see.
Hey, homies. Maybe. Homies. What? Guess what? What? I got my bank linked on PayPal. Guess what that means? Surfshark.
Yeah.
Should I buy Surfshark? Should I buy Surfshark?
You seem to have a problem with viruses, so yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you I restarted my whole computer? I cleared my whole drive out and freshly installed it.
You wiped it?
I wiped it full. I got fresh and so I had to reinstall all the drivers, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit rough, mate. It was alright, though.
So you just factory reset the thing?
Oh no, I literally took the drive out of my computer and plugged it into another one and wiped it.
Jeez.
Alright, first question. Do you want to do would you rather a question or what?
Here, I'm thinking of one. I have half of a would you rather. I'm just trying to think of an equivalent other half.
I should get Surfshark, right?
No? Yes.
Surfshark sounds nice.
Alright. What do you want the would you rather question to be?
Right. You
know, seems like you listen to a lot of music, Britt. Who's your favorite artist?
I feel you.
Gangster rap, dog.
I feel you.
Cool. I really thought it was closer to the other half than I was. The first one's pretty good.
So, Surfshark 1 ain't activating on my crap.
I mean, that sucks.
Which means I'll have to buy it separately, and I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? You know it's cool that you have income tax.
Okay, yeah, because you don't get taxed at your job, do you?
No, but you do have to pay sales tax at 7%.
I mean, that's still pretty good.
I know. But okay, if I click activate, right? I'll just go with it.
Okay, guys, I got a good first question.
Alright, let's hear it.
First question of the night. Would you rather have to eat an entire cup of shrimp or vinegar-flavored ice cream?
Shrimp.
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 Wait, are the shrimp alive? Are they seasoned or cooked or anything, or what?
Dog. Shrimp.
I don't know, but it depends on how they taste. Can't just be a shrimp.
Are they just raw?
Yeah, lemon pepper.
Yeah, what's on them?
On it.
They're when just the basest of cooked shrimp, no seasoning.
You just threw it in a pot and just caught it a day.
But would it be hot or cold? That's the real question.
Ooh, you have to specify in the drive-thru.
Would it be frozen shrimp in the? Would it be frozen pieces of shrimp or just shrimp flavor?
Yes, a shrimp blizzard from Dairy Queen.
I'm taking vinegar.
That sounds disgusting. I'm taking the vinegar ice cream, man.
Vinegar, bro. Vinegar is disgusting, but
I actually do enjoy salt and vinegar chips. They're actually not bad.
Yeah, but vinegar by itself, cool. I felt that.
Oh, I've drank an entire glass of it, straight. The worst is a ginger shot. Have you guys ever had a ginger shot? And for the viewers, this is not alcoholic. So, what it is a mixture of the most harsh, strong-tasting flavors you can possibly have. It's a drink that consists of ginger, lemon juice, cayenne pepper.
Oh my god.
And just a bunch of these horrible things to mix together, and you drink it, and the amount of burn that just occurs at one time is so crazy. And it isn't like spicy where it stays in your mouth, it just hurts. It burns, and then it goes, and it's supposed to make you feel better, but it doesn't work.
Oh, that's just... Ooh.
That's a little crazy. I mean,
sounds a little like mouthwash or something.
It's weird. It would kill any germ that would be in your mouth.
Oh.
And it makes your tonic water.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, no thanks.
Shrimp.
It's like hand sanitizer water. Hand sanitizer soda.
So oh my god, aloe vera birthday cake.
Ooh.
Oh no.
You cut into it.
Aloe vera it's all is goopy. The most disgusting. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life.
Do you like, you don't even eat it though. It's like hand cream or whatever.
Well, no, it's it. Like you can oh. You just put it on.
You can use it for your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can cook it, you can drink it. It's probably the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life. If you drink it, you're disgusting. That's right. All I'm going to say.
The good part about aloe vera though is the plant looks awesome. You guys know what it looks
like,
right?
Yeah, the plant looks cool, but like
I see people like harvesting it from the plant and it looks like something I can't say the name of.
Oh god. I have a giant one downstairs that has been growing for so many years.
You have an aloe vera plant?
Yeah, it's gotten so monstrous, it's gotten so out of control and giant. It's like we're gonna have to repot it, and we already have it in like a giant pot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it is crazy.
0744369.
That gets me on another thing. What is aloe vera even used for?
It's used to sanitize. Like if you get a cut, rubbing aloe vera on it.
But you can also drink it. Like there's a drink for it.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's like more of a secondary use. Like the same reason why aloe is used in hand sanitizer. It just like cleans.
That makes sense.
Different ways.
All right, let's talk about for people who drive cars. All right, Britt, do you think we should repave the streets?
Do I believe that we should repave streets? Now, what kind of question is that?
Is the answer yes?
Are we already paving the
streets? Being asked to you.
Aren't we already paving the streets?
But there's a lot of...
Dude, why would you want to talk about this if you don't even have a response?
I was trying to make it good, dog.
Yeah.
Dude, you're like...
Wait, you're why like, would you ask that question?
You're like this. It's like, Sebastian's like, hey, let's talk about KFC. And you're like, yeah, let's talk about KFC. Sebastian's like, okay, so Britt, let's talk about KFC. What's your favorite thing to get there? I've never eaten at KFC before.
You know what I've never had?
What?
A Pop-Tart.
No.
I've had...
He literally sells those at school.
I've never had
a Pop-Tart.
I've had very few Pop-Tarts in my life, and one of them was being sold at school. Like, they're not something to die for, but probably experience you want to know. So if you have the choice, and if you're starving in a desert, you just know what you're in for.
But it looks like it's gross.
It is a
little
bit. It most
definitely is, but it's, it still tastes good.
So imagine this. You have, like, a piece of bread, but... there's a little bit too much flour, so it's kind of just crumbles instead of smoothly does that. So it's like that kind of floury taste, plus some cheap chemical weird frosting on top that comes from God knows where.
It just doesn't look appealing, you know?
Oh, and... well, it isn't. That's why.
Yeah,
so I don't understand why people like them, you know?
I think they're
nobody
just
likes
good...
them. They're just popular.
Yeah, they're just a good thing of, I want to eat something sweet, and there's nothing around, kind of thing.
I know nobody
likes them.
I literally never toast Pop-Tarts.
What? Whoa!
Yeah, me
neither. You're not supposed to, right?
Wait,
are you supposed to toast Pop-Tarts?
No.
I don't toast Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think anybody
does. There are people who microwave Pop-Tarts.
Man, do we have any Pop-Tart toasters watching the podcast right now? Just tell us if you are a Pop-Tart toaster.
Because that's kind of weird. Has anyone ever tried a Pop-Tart toasted?
No. Oh, I did. I had a raspberry one when I was very little. I remember this now. And it was very, very, very gross.
It just doesn't make it taste as good.
Yeah,
it's just worse.
Very bad.
Can you just make it warm? I mean, like,
wouldn't it just make it, like, warm and hard?
It makes it melty. Yeah, kind of hard on the outside.
It would just, like, taste black.
Well, the insides.
The insides, yeah.
Yeah. But, man, I have a story kind of like this, though. It was about one time where following the instructions on a food product just did not help it. When I was very little, I would go to this arts and swimming camp, and there's a bunch of counselors there, and they control whenever we do lunch, and they'd be watching over us, and I would always bring a Lunchables to the camp. Whenever it's lunchtime, I'd bring it out, and you know all Lunchables are. Like, you got some cheese, some pepperoni, something.
Very good.
Cracker to put it on.
That was the best, man. And,
yeah, but then there's always a dessert, and it's different based on which Lunchable packet you get.
Yeah.
But I kept getting this one with Kool-Aid in it.
Oh, those?
Yeah.
My mom never let me have those.
Those are the fancy ones.
So, what happened?
My mom never even liked getting me Lunchables, though.
But what happened was it was Kool-Aid powder.
Oh, not those.
So I would rip it open, put it on my plate, and eat it just like Fun Dip. And I love this stuff. It was some, cheap, artificial, just straight up Kool-Aid powder. Yeah, and yes, this is awesome. And I was enjoying it so much, I would eat it every day, till a camp counselor came up to me. It was like, oh, no, that ain't how you do it. And then took the powder and mixed it in some water for me, some warm water.
Oh.
And I had it.
When you have Kool-Aid, you need to have it cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was warm, mixed Kool-Aid from, the camp, tap water sink.
Oh.
And I'm like, I've been waiting all day to eat my Kool-Aid powder, and you did this to me?
Oh, that sounded like it sucked.
Yeah, it really sucked. And, I was sitting on the counter, too, that they have the... You know, the sink at.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting there for a minute for him to do it. Because I was convinced that since I was doing it wrong, the right way must be magical. But it was not.
Hey, you know what we should talk about?
What?
Student loan debt. You know, I've always...
Well...
All right, everybody. Well, if anyone is still watching, we really appreciate you coming to this point in time of the podcast. Thank you, Andrew and Gabe, for being our special guests tonight. We really appreciate it and hope maybe you can come on again.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. 1, 2, 3. Pimp out!
Pimp out!
Pimp out!